I'm going to say a little bit first about the nature of an empowerment and explain a little bit concerning that. The word wang means transmission through the power of symbol. There's a symbol which is communicative. This is not something that's entirely mysterious or Asian in particular. We all communicate through symbol. We say, hello, how are you? We don't really want to know how you are at all, actually. We're just saying that. That's a thing we say when we meet each other, how are you? If you then give a great explanation of your awful state of health, it's usually found to be unwelcome. That's not really the concept. When you invite someone to dinner, I mean, what are you doing? Do you think they're hungry? They need you to give them a meal? Or this is usually a way of encouraging a friendship. You invite someone for a meal. So this is a symbol. If the person can't manage it, it's not because they've eaten too much. It's usually because they don't particularly want a closer association. So the rejection of the offer or just being too busy is also a symbol. So our lives are full of symbolism and we communicate through symbol. Does anyone want to ask anything about that? Do feel free to ask questions anytime you like. I'm starting off in this way, talking in a fairly mundane manner, because it's important to understand that the symbol we deal with in Vajrayana is not separate from the symbols with which we engage in everyday life. They are a continuum. Hello, how are you is not a profound symbol, but it's a symbol nonetheless, and we understand the meaning of it. There is then forms of symbol where we don't necessarily understand the meaning intellectually. For example, when people are feeling romantically inclined towards each other, their pupils dilate. You probably don't notice your pupils dilating, you probably don't notice the other person's pupils dilating, but something picks that up. That's a physical symbol. Something is understood, something is communicated. There are all kinds of modes of communication. In terms of a wang, transmission through the power of symbol, we are working through a set of specific symbols which relate to the three spheres of being. Nimanakaya, Sambhogakaya, Dharmakaya. Nimanakaya is the sphere of realized manifestation. Sambhogakaya is the sphere of realized vision. Dharmakaya is the sphere of unconditioned potentiality. These three are continually in flux and moving in and out of each other. And in terms of Vajrayana, the way to give transmission is an introduction to these three spheres of being. And that is carried out through these objects here. This is the Nirmanakaya empowerment. This is called a bumpa, or a vase. This contains water. This is a symbol of the internal yin and the external yin. The word yin or dhatu means dimension. And it's a symbol of that which moves from the inside to the outside that connects those two. The peacock feathers are a symbol of transformation because the peacock is said to drink poison and transform it into beauty. This is one of the primary symbols of Tantra. So we begin with the bumwang, the vasewang, which places the seed for realization in the dimension of the nirmanakaya or tulku. So you receive some water from this in your hands. Now this is a female yidam, yeshit zogyal. So you receive the water in your left hand. So you put your left hand over your right hand and you receive it like this. This is both symbolic and practical. If you do this, runs through the middle, all over you and all over it. It's a mess. I don't advise it. So someone usually forgets this. You'll know you've forgotten it because the water will go all over your lap. So I'm just reminding you of that. That's received like this. You drink the water and you place your hand on your head, which seals the empowerment. So that water moves from the inside of the vase to the outside and then returns to the inside. So it's a unification of the inner yin and the outer yin, which is the expression of fulfilled nirmanakaya or tulku. The next one, you'll be touched on the forehead, throat and heart with this thing. It's called a gau or reliquary. It contains a picture of Yeshit Sogyal. So this is the yidam. This is the Sampogakaya or Longku Wang. Longku or Sampogakaya is the sphere of realized appearance or realized vision. This places the seed for realization in the dimension of the Longku or Sampogakaya. The Dhammakaya or Chökku Wang contains a picture of His Holiness Dudjom Rinpoche. That's the previous Dudjom Rinpoche. People choose different images for the Dhammakaya. Khandra Dechen and I choose Dudjom Rinpoche because he was very much the teacher of every living Nyingma Lama. So he represents very much an overarching principle, you know, the origin of all transmission. There's not a Lama alive today in the Nyingma school who wasn't a disciple of Dudjom Rinpoche, apart from those who were born after he died. So he represents Dhammakaya in that sense as being overarching, in our minds anyway. So Dhammakaya or Chökku is the sphere of unconditioned potentiality or realized emptiness, and the Longku or Sambhogakaya arises from the Dhammakaya and manifests as the Nirmanakaya or Tulku. And this process is continuously moving backwards and forwards on itself as the nature of reality. Within Sutra and Tantra, these three are usually represented hierarchically, with Dhammakaya as highest. Now, in terms of Dzogchen, they are not hierarchic. They are equal, and they are seen very much as three expressions of a unitary reality. So within the inner tantras of the Nyingma tradition, we speak of four kayas, and this is really the shortest form of empowerment, the empowerment of the four kayas. The fourth is the, let's have a stab at this, svav, I hate Sanskrit, svavabha, oh, have a go, thank you. In Tibetan, ngoku, which I can say quite easily, but Sanskrit has too many A's for me. It's I can do it sometimes. Tonight is not tonight. This svavabhikaya, did I say that? No, fine.
Yeah.
Whoa. Snuck that one out. I attacked the thing. Sometimes it works. This ngoboku means essence kaya. And this one is added to establish the fact that it contains the other three. It's the unification of the three kayas. When we look at Dzogchen, as we will over the weekend, we don't talk about Dhammakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nimanakaya. We talk about Ngobo, Rangjin, and Tugje, and they are non-hierarchic. So within the inner tantras, to act as a bridge, this fourth kaya is mentioned, and the part of the one that incorporates this is when the Lama holds up a crystal. You're not touched with the crystal, we simply all stare at it together. This one, of course, I forgot to say, you're also touched at the forehead, throat, and heart. These are the three doors, the three gates, the three vajras, which are Dhammakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nimanakaya. Any questions anyone would like to ask? Is everyone clear on those things, or wants me to explain anything further?
A little bit more about the Sambhogakaya containing the other three.
Mm-hmm. It's this is a symbol that's only used in inner tantra, because in inner tantra one is starting to move toward Dzogchen. One of the differences between outer tantra and inner tantra is that within the inner tantras one transcends the pure impure, you know, dichotomy that still exists within the outer tantras. And so here a bridge is made with Dzogchen in terms of saying they are non-hierarchic. One still uses the hierarchic language of Nimanaka, Sambhogaka, Dhammaka, but one uses the fourth kaya to establish the fact that they are indivisible. So it's a statement of indivisibility, which is why one's not touched with it. We all simply stare at it. And there's no sense in that of receiving empowerment from the Lama, because we are all staring at it equally. That is very much part of that. So the function of a one, of a transmission through symbol, what's known as one actually comes in three sections: one, lung, and tri. Wang is transmission through the power of symbol. Lung is transmission through sound. One hears the mantra. And the third is tri, which is transmission through explanation of the practice. Usually all three together are just known as Wang or empowerment. During the empowerment, the Lama dissolves himself or herself into emptiness in terms of experience. The Lama then arises in the form of the Yidam, and as the Yidam conveys the empowerment in terms of being an expression of the Yidam. That's the theory. So that if you had a real Lama here, then you'd get a real empowerment, but as you have me, then good luck.